Yes, it's Argentina up against the Wallabies Sunday morning, 5:10 on Stan. And before that, in the very early hours of the morning, the Springboks up against the All Blacks. Could it be Ian Foster's last test at coach? That's at Ellis Park in Johannesburg. Berkey, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one, isn't it, Mido, to start with this? They're heaping pressure on the coach. You know, the All Blacks are not supposed to lose. You know, that's been the mantra for so many years. But they just seem to be struggling at the moment to find a bit of form. They've come up against a South African team that are just big and abrasive, and it looked like they didn't want to actually sort of front up on last weekend. But yeah, our boys, pretty good for our boys. We sit on top of the competition with that last bonus point try in the 87th minute. So here's to the green and gold.
Is it the coach or is it the players? Because when you look at this All Black side, Berkey, compared to when Carter and Sonny Bill and Mwanga and McCaw and all those guys, like you knew who they were and they were absolute superstars of the game.
Yeah.
But are they sort of coming to the end? Because you still see a couple of their back rowers who have been there for a long time. Have they just gone past or got past their best and they're just haven't got that aura about them anymore?
Well, they always seem to find players, don't they, Loz, to be able to fill a hole. You know, if someone like those players that you mentioned leave, someone fills the gap. I reckon their selection policy is a bit off at the moment as well. You know, like I just look at that number 10 role. You've got Beauden Barrett playing 10. You know, Richie Mwanga's been the most outstanding 10 for the last couple of years, and he's sitting on the bench. And, you know, when you come off the bench in the last couple of minutes, it's, you know, the coach is sort of trying to plea for something spectacular. But, you know, the damage has already been done. So, you know, reputationally, you know, they're taking a hit at the moment, aren't they? And I think more so than anything else. And, you know, the aura that they had and still around that black jersey was, you know, when you played them twice a year, you know, and it was like, wow, we're playing these blokes in the black jersey. Now, you know, one of their 15 test matches a year. So all of a sudden, you know, we see Ireland go down to, you know, New Zealand and win the series, which has never been done before for those guys. So all of a sudden, people are looking at the All Blacks going, well, hey, you know, maybe we are a shot. I suppose the irony of it is also, boys, we usually go Bledisloe, Bledisloe. You know, loss, loss, it's done. We're playing him at the back end of the Rugby Championship this year. So hopefully they continue that poor run of form and our blokes, you know, maybe can sneak a shot at Bledisloe Cup. It's been a while.
Matt, I reckon there'll be a lot of people out there thinking about Michael Hooper at the moment. Is he okay? And but I don't think I've seen a better competitor. So, yeah. You know, Australia will certainly miss him.
Yeah, do you know what? And you're right, Block. It's people first in amongst the group, and I think that's what we're seeing in a lot of sports these days. You know, we saw Meg Lanning just announce that she's going to take some time away as well. Mm. So, you know, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because, you know, we talk about, you know, you're just playing sport, and I always talk about, you know, playing a hobby for a living and got paid for it. But it's more than that these days. You know, you're right, he is an incredible competitor. Something just didn't sit with him. And he had the kahunas, I suppose, to speak up to the management and the team, and they wish him the best. So he is back in Australia. He's just taking time down and he's it's not like out of sight, out of mind with the rugby crew. So he's getting some help along the way to be able to come back and play again. I hope to see him back playing again because, you know, that's his natural domain, isn't it? When he's out there and he's an incredible competitor. You know, the hardware is going good, and it just needed a bit of a reboot for a place where he can be as good as he's ever been. So look, you know, we wish him well in his recovery if that's the case as well.
Matt, you're a great student of the game. The Union always, well, they're talking about the World Cup coming up, talking about getting NRL players. If there was a couple that stood out for you, I mean, they're all talking about Murray and Suli and those sort of guys. If there was a couple that stood out for you, who would you chase?
It's a good one, isn't it, Block? Because I remember going back in the day when we chased Saylor, Rogers and Dakiri. They brought their own part of the game, and I remember going to the gym that first time when, you know, Wendell and Lottie were in there. Not so much Matty Rogers, but, you know, the steel they were throwing around in the gym was like, whoa, I think we need to do a bit more work, boys, just to keep up with these guys. So, you know, their physical presence is massive. I suppose, and you know, one that everyone's talking about at the moment, and, you know, the Kangaroos are talking about it. You know, Joseph Swali. I mean, he's he went to Kings, played his rugby. You know, would that be an incredible acquisition? Absolutely. Would he come across after sort of, you know, that initial period of, you know, playing for the Roosters and now playing first grade? You could always just dangle the carrot there, I suppose. But you know, who else do you get? You know, Mitchell Moses. Yeah, you know, like a good runner of the ball, controlling the game. You know, there'd be plenty of players who they would target. I suppose the difficult part about that is, Block, that it's the understanding of the smaller rules. You know, in effect, rectangular field, runner of the bloke, get past them, score a try. But there's a few ins and outs that the boys struggle with sometimes when they came across, to the point where Lottie Kiri, one day, I remember in South Africa, I said to him, mate, spark the team up. And he said, yeah, righto, boys. He said, they're going for the penalty. They're taking the two. I said, mate, three in rugby. That is the finer point sometimes that they miss.
How did you rate their performance against Argentina, Berkey?
Yeah. It's, you know, first up, Loz, you know, they were down a couple of points. And you can imagine that's always going to be the start because, you know, you're playing in Mendoza, there's no Aussie support there. They go nuts over there. All of a sudden, they get a bit of a roll on the forwards, get going. But they came back, didn't they? They came back well. They kept their control. They didn't lose their poise, if that's the word. And you know, when they got a sniff, they made sure they capitalised. You know, and then you know, it was great to see the game, you know, go for those couple of minutes afterwards when, you know, they were searching for a bonus point, losing point, and our guys were going for that extra try. So, you know, well done. A couple of changes in the team now. Rory Arnold comes in, so he's the, you know, the overseas sort of Matt Giddo law player, if you call it that. We've got Jordan, Hunter Paisami is out, and Lolokai Fekete comes in. So there's a few changes around there. And obviously, the big one is no Quade Cooper now with James O'Connor coming in that role. And I only just read the other day as well that, you know, the talk about maybe, you know, Bernard Foley, who's playing in Japan, might be a start sort of down the track there, just to sort of, you know, bolster those number 10 stocks, because there's been a few injuries of late. So, yeah, good luck to the boys.
If they're looking at bringing Foley in, where does that leave Lolosia?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting one, isn't it? Because, you know, he played that England series and albeit he was very good off the boot. I suppose my only criticism to him was that he didn't take the ball forward enough. He didn't go to the line enough. And there was a lot of behind players. And you know, as you boys know, that when you're playing out the back there, it's very easy to defend. You just sort of slide when no one's coming at you. So the difficult part, and what we saw, you know, was very good in that Island series against New Zealand, is when you run straight and you've got the ball in hand, you've got options, it's really difficult for the opposition to make their tackles. So he's a bit of a rock and a hard place at the moment. I think Foley would be more of just a backup and like emergency call, if that's the case, knowing that he is still running around and playing in Japan and has been there before on the biggest stage. You know, we go back to 2015, he was exceptional. But you know, when you look at that is and was a long time ago. So I do like the youth, absolutely. They're talking about taking Ben Donaldson and also Tane Edmed on board as well and trying to get them up to speed in that next sort of, you know, level. So there are a number of blokes. You just got to get the right combination.
And just the markers for the two tests in the Rugby Championship with TAB. South Africa, $1.45 favourites. At Ellis Park in Johannesburg, the All Blacks, $2.75. And the Wallabies, $1.45. Argentina, $2.75. Again, that is 5:10, 10 past 5 on Sunday morning. Berkey, early alarm for you, mate. You have a good weekend.
Good on you, boys. I think those numbers are right, too. Have a cracker.